Anyway, back again to Romans. It's the gospel of God. It is concerning his son. But that you might be established. So I was talking about sumo wrestler, right? These big guys, if we take all of us together and put us on a scale and put one of those guys, they are so big, on the scale, he'll weigh more than all of us. Okay? These guys are so big. And you find two of them. I want you to imagine that now to understand what it doesn't mean to be stabbed. Two of them in a ring that is about, I think it's 15 feet. Now for you poor guys who don't understand the feet and that stuff, the metric system is about 4.5, 5 meter, right? So I realize some of you have not advanced to the level of using feet, just using meters. That's okay. We'll help everyone here. So it's a very small circle. It's a very small circle. And he had these humongous guys. You know how one of them won the game?
Push him out.
You push him out. Apparently our brother Chuck was a sumo wrestler. He knows. You push him out. You make sure that he's not established, stable. A big guy. All you have to do is just push him out. You know what Satan is trying to do? To push you out. To not make you stable. So you go to classes and somebody tell you any kind of theory or hypothesis and he sounds very authoritative because he has 2 PhDs or 3 or 1. And you kind of like just start getting shaky and come out of that circle of blessing. The good news because of that. So the apostle said, I want you, I'm going to teach you the gospel now. I'm not preaching the gospel, I am going to teach you the gospel. Okay, Romans is teaching the gospel. It's unfolding to you. You're saved. You heard the gospel last night. You're saved. Now, do you want to find out how? It's like, you know what? When you were born, you eat. Then you go to school and you learn about your digestive system, how it works. That's exactly what it is. Now you are learning how the gospel of God works. So, that is really chapter 1. It's the gospel of Christ. If you go to verse 16, I want you to underline. You see, yeah. It's the gospel of God in verse 3. It is the gospel of his son. Underline that in your Bible. In verse 9, are you? And then you have in verse 16, it is the gospel of Christ. Now, what does the gospel declare? In verse 17, it declares, I want you to underline that because that's what we're going to get into, the righteousness of God. The gospel, the good news, declare to us not the righteousness of man, but the righteousness of God. Are you with me so far? And we will understand later on what does it mean, the righteousness of God. But also, it tells us in verse 18 about something else that the gospel declared. What verse 18 said? The wrath of God. The righteousness of God, the love of God, and the wrath of God. That is what the gospel is. So what do you learn in Romans so far? The gospel of God, the gospel of his son, the gospel of Christ, the love of God. Are you with me? The righteousness of God, the wrath of God. I'm just giving you these things and then we will go on. But people say, wait a second. Why do we need the righteousness of God? We have our own righteousness, right? And that's why I am just going to cover very quickly a little bit of chapter 1, a little bit of chapter 2, so we could get into chapter 3. I promise I'll be very brief, but please pay attention. So, in verse 18, it said that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. I need somebody to read it for me, verse 18. Daniel Ice, would you read it for me, please? Read on verse 19 and 20, please.
Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and godhead, so that they are without.
Thank you. So, what we have here, we have a group of people that God made known himself to them through the work of creation. That's a group of people. And he said, look, there is a God, there is a creator, you didn't come from a monkey, God made you, and that is reality, that is science, that God created something. I'm going to use the illustration I always use all the time. Very quickly, you see this watch here? Let me tell you how this watch became a watch. Actually, about a million of years ago, there was some sand, some silicon, in the bottom of the equator. And as a result of the heat and the pressure and the temperature and the time, it became a watch. What do you think? How do you like this theory? Do you think I'm crazy? Yeah. And if anybody tell you that that's how the world came, they are also crazy. Because hypotheses are fine. You could hypothesize and come up with a theory. That's what science taught. But then you have to prove that. Now, I have never seen in the lab, and I work in science, that somebody brought a frog, and after 200 years, that frog became a dog. And 200 years later, that dog became a cow. Well, but if I could take two atoms of hydrogen and one of oxygen and put them together, I have water. If I do that in China, I will have water. If I do that in New Jersey, I will have water. Even if I do it in New York, I will have water. That's science.
Probably be dirtier water than we have in Virginia.
They have nice filters in there. There we go. So do you understand what I mean? Okay, so creation proved that there is a creator and everybody sees it. Psalm 19, the heaven declares the glory of God. Right? Okay, that's one group. Now let's go to the second group. Chapter 2, verse 1. Who's going to read that to me? Should I call a name or somebody going to be? Thank you.
Whoever reads, we need microphones. People on the live stream do not hear if you do not have microphones.
Thank so you.
I will read as well.
You're all right. Read it. Good. Thank you.
What am I supposed to
do? You can't listen and speak at the same time? Okay. Chapter 2, verse 1, because we're time is gone. Chapter 2, verse 1.
Romans 2, verse 1. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judges does the same things.
Okay, great. So we have another group. We have a group that really don't have science, don't have books, they don't know how to read, but they have the creation of God to prove that there is a creator. Just kind of like look at it. That sun must have been somebody have put it in its place. Then we have another group that said, no, 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 we are very civilized people. We are very sophisticated people. We are moral people. We know right and wrong, and we actually do things. We are enlightened people. And if you read that, they find out that, you know what, these people who are, let's say, living in the Western world today, I mean, the foolishness, the abomination that you see around us, that they could judge other and think they are right. He said, look at yourself in the mirror. Seriously? Seriously, the things that you do? You're talking about heathenism? It's right there. And then we have another group, and that is in chapter 2. And verse 17. Who's going to read to me verse 17? Clay? See what happened when I know your name? Verse 17 of chapter 2, please.
Romans chapter 2, verse 17. But if you call yourself a Jew and rely on the law and boast in God.
Read also verse 23.
You who boast in the law dishonor God by breaking the law.
All right, so you, thank you. Yeah, there is a third group here. You people who claim religious privileges. You are a Jewish person giving the law of God. You know, guess what? You blaspheme the name of God because you're breaking the law all the time. Any group here that you think is right? Now, we're going to have a jury room, okay? You guys are the juries. In America, when you judge somebody, you bring juries of their peers. In Europe, you guys have three judge panel. Well, but you're in America now, so we're going to use the American system here. So I want you to say, listen and pay attention, because now we have three group of people that the gospel of God shed the light on them to kind of come to a conclusion. That's the summary, really, of the first two chapters. The gospel of God that shined the light concerning the Lord Jesus and mankind to declare the righteousness of God and to show the unrighteousness of man, no matter what category, what classification you put yourself under. So far, so good? Are you with me? There is a quiz in the end, so All right. Brother Chuck, it's yours, and Tony and John.